The Democratic National Convention will end Thursday night with the party's new standard bearer and presidential nominee Kamala Harris. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Kamala Harris will make history tonight in Chicago. Harris will become the first black woman and the first person of South Asian descent to accept a major party's presidential nomination. Her speech will wrap up the Democratic convention a day after running mate Tim Walz thanked the crowd for bringing joy to the race.
We're all here tonight for one beautiful, simple reason. We love this country.
And a campaign official says Harris tonight will lay out her vision for the country, an optimistic one compared to Donald Trump's dark agenda. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in an address, said that Ukraine's operation in the Kursk region continues and that they control the designated areas as their surprise incursion into Russian territory goes on. VOA's Anna Chernikova has more.
President Volodymyr Zelensky visited the border areas of the Sumy region on Thursday. There, he met with Commander-in-Chief Alexander Sirsky and the head of the Sumy military administration. In his latest address, Zelensky said that Ukraine continues its operation in the Kursk region. For his part, Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday held a meeting with senior officials about the situation in Russian regions bordering Ukraine. Putin accused Ukraine of an attempt to attack the Kursk nuclear power plant, which is located close to the areas Ukrainian forces are currently controlling. VOA cannot verify the information about the nuclear power plant attack independently. Anna Chernikova, VOA News, Kyiv.
This is VOA News. A Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal is now in sight. Linda Thomas-Greenfield.